Artistic genius. Family fight to win back art of insane genius. His paintings were ignored for decades, but now they can fetch hundreds of thousands of dollars at auctions. Mexican artist Martin Ramirez has undergone an extraordinary re-evaluation. Ramirez was a poor Mexican immigrant to the United States. In 1925, Ramirez went to the U.S. in search of work. He ended up in California, where he worked on railways and mines. But in 1931, he was picked up on the streets by the police. Ramirez was disoriented and unable to speak English, and in a terrible case of injustice, he was diagnosed as schizophrenic and committed to a state mental hospital. Once there, he never left. In 1948, Ramirez started painting. Over the years, he completed thousands of paintings, most of them inspired by his childhood and youth in Mexico. They were paintings with horses, Madonnas, snakes, and trains entering or emerging from dark tunnels. He sent some of the paintings to his family in Mexico, and he gave others away for free. But these days, his works are worth thousands. A reviewer for the New York Times described Ramirez as simply one of the greatest artists of the 20th century. However, the problem is this. Was Ramirez really insane? And if he was, as his family believes, was he legally competent to give away his life's work? Right now, the Ramirez family is fighting for ownership of the works of art. At a recent auction, lawyers stopped the bidding and claimed them for the Ramirez family. Tragically, the Ramirez family burned all the paintings sent to them from the hospital. They were worried that the paintings might be infected, as Ramirez was being kept on a TB ward. The case continues.